I want to break record today, but I don't have energy.
Good morning, Lagos. Nine minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's What's Up, Lagos?
That's right.
Well, I always say it's Lagos's best conversation right here on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, and you cannot get it any better anywhere else. I'm Mariana Cullen, and she is Info Girl.
Mm-hmm. Looking pretty.
Looking like a cheetah today.
I know. Come on.
Do you have that cheetah energy today?
I do have it.
Well, I'm more like a kitty today. I'm more like meow.
That's all right. I have that energy too. Depending on what you want. Subscribe. Get premium.
Okay. Someone's getting a little nutty this morning, eh?
I guess.
Okay, not on this show. It's not gonna happen.
Okay, it's not. Oh, I didn't know now. I didn't get the memo. I thought anything is permitted.
Yeah.
I was gonna rat
within
everything.
Within reason.
Okay.
But right. we can be a little catty
today.
Can
be a little meow.
Okay.
Stretch, where are you?
Okay. Well, I don't know where Stretch is. Please, if you call me today and ask me about Stretch, we fight.
Stretchless Marianne.
Don't call me again. I've sent a set party to go and look for Stretch. He does not want to be found.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me. He has gone back to that Ikorodu.
He doesn't want to be found.
Instead of him to go and look for Ikorodu boys, he's going to look for Ikorodu girls. This is what happens. And they are kidnapping. What can I do? How many times am I going to go and be rescuing him?
They will not kidnap our Stretch.
The heart wants what the heart wants. So, Stretch is in Ikorodu with the girls.
No.
If you are looking for him,
my Stretch is not
Colin.
No.
Your own Stretch. I don't know about your own Stretch. I'm talking about the Stretch on this show.
The Stretch on this show, which is my Stretch, is not in Ikorodu. I know him.
You want to sleep and wake up tomorrow?
I know he's on the mountain.
Excuse me. Hey, do you want to sleep and wake up tomorrow?
Yes, of course I want to.
Then shut it.
Why?
Your Stretch, your Stretch. Who gave you Stretch?
I don't understand.
Who gave you Stretch?
Why are you threatening me?
Anyway, good morning, Lagos. I'm a very nice person. I'm not violent. No violence is allowed on this show. My name is Mariana Kun, by the way. Mm-hmm. As usual, we start off the show with sound off. I'm not doing anything to help, please.
She's okay.
Anyway, we start off the show with sound off, where we talk about, we sound off on social, economic, and whatever kind of story that of course affects you and I. And then of course we go on to the musings for the day, and then of course the most serious part of the show, where we get to have some serious conversations.
No,
yes.
We don't.
Yes. Yes, we do. Anyway, so that's what's going to look like, and let's quickly go to our sound off for this morning, and right after that we're going to muse. But how are you enjoying the new year?
Life can be fun.
But the life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Like I always say, Sound Off is an opportunity for us to talk about issues that affect you and me, and you know, everybody else. Yes. So I want to talk about Mr. President saying that he's going to do something about, fuel for Burundi. Yes. With due respect to the Burundian government, amazing guys, and they're looking for better ways to, you know, better the lot of their people. And of course, they paid a visit to, the government of Nigeria. I'd just like to read a bit into it. The president spoke on Tuesday at State House in Abuja while he was receiving a special envoy of President Evariste Ndayishimiye. Okay, tongue twisting. Who came with a message. Now, but he was Actually represented by the Minister of Finance, Budget and Economic Planning of Burundi, who said that his president sent a goodwill for the new year to Nigerians and President Buhari, and also wishes the country well in the general elections scheduled for February and March this year. He said, "We pray the polls will be peaceful so that Nigeria would maintain her reputation as a bastion of peace and stability." Now, that's what the special envoy said. Now, they requested for assistance in the area of energy provision, particularly fuel, by the Burundian leader. And our president, President Buhari, said he knows what it feels like for a country to suffer from energy shortage. And he promised, underline the word promised, that he would get the Nigerian National Petroleum Company, that limited, the newly christened NNPC Limited, to look into the request. President Buhari said he was looking forward to the polls and retirement since he had satisfied the constitutionally required two terms to be in office. Let's rewind. I want to go about, you know, look at the fuel part of it. I'm sure everybody who's driving right now, who's listening to me from a car radio, or maybe you're in your house or in your business place, you bought fuel for your generator. How long did it take you to sit in that line or queue to get fuel? Maybe some of you even bought black market because you know you probably don't have all the time in the world to sit around. I was just talking to somebody this morning and he said he had to keep running his generator for the time that he was away on holiday, you know. So no light, number one, and we're promising Burundi energy but we don't have it. We don't have it. Nigeria, which supposedly is the big brother of Africa, we do not have 24. We can't even boast of it. We can't even open our mouths to be talking when Ghanaians are talking in terms of energy. No. And then there's that mistake, that excuse that, oh, Ghana is a very tiny country. Uh-huh. But they do have energy, 24 hours. And if they must not have energy, there'll be a, you know, some sort of circular sense that, oh, there's not going to be light from this time to this time. Yes, but in Nigeria, nobody cares about you. The light just comes and goes at will, just like Christmas lights, eh? I've even been in Uganda where there's 24 hours light too. As much as we insult these countries and say, oh, these countries are in the dark days, they've not done this, they've not come up. They have 24 hours energy. And do you know what that does? It powers everything. It powers the business sector. It powers every single thing. How will your business not flourish and work if you have 24 hours energy, light, power? Power the country and you power everything. But no, Nigeria's own has to go sideways. And then here we are, promising a country, Burundi, that we're going to help them, that the NNPC, the newly christened NNPC Limited, the one that we just window dressed, that has not been able to put any money, remit any monies into Nigeria's coffers, that they're going to help with powering Burundi. I'm not going to be shocked if Burundi will be powered and Nigeria still does not have 24 hours light. So I keep asking, and this is, I'm not trying to drag anybody, but what will posterity remember this government for? Selflessness. I'm just thinking. Oh, somebody said selflessness. Okay, applause. Applause. Let's applaud Mr. President. He's going to help Burundi, but we still don't have fuel. There's scarcity. We're paying three times what we used to pay on a normal day because there's no fuel. You can't even find a taxi if you want to leave your house to the next place. It's very difficult. But yes, our president is saying, Burundi, don't worry, we got you. We're the big brother. We're a bastion of peace and safety and all of those grandiose things that we can't give our people, but we're going to give other people. Round of applause. Yes. God bless Nigeria. And that sound off. Take you to me.
Right here.
20 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Yes, it's still What's Up Lagos, and it's time for our musings. We're going to talk about public comportment, our behavior when we get out in public. You know, when you're in your home, I'm going to say something really bad. You know, you can just, when you're taking off your clothes, you can just do nobody's going to care. It's your house, it's your personal space.
Yeah,
but there's certain things you can't do in public. But we're going to talk about those things that people do in public. Very embarrassing things that people do in public.
Irritating
things that people do in public. Ugh. What are those things that people do that are embarrassing to you, that are irritating, that are disgusting to you in public, and you're just like, I'll tell you my the one that icks me out the most. You see a person in a bus, in a taxi, on a motorcycle, and then the person just goes, I want to puke.
Well, how would the person have
it? Look, even if you were walking on the road and I was admiring you, and then you go, oh, that is it, it's over.
So how's the person supposed to do it? Supposed to say,
why are you spitting? Are you a lizard?
Come on.
Are you a
snake? Wanted to get something out of his throat, I guess.
And then you go, it's icky.
That's my own too. I won't even lie. That thing is
icky. Like, no matter how much money you have, no matter how fine you are, no matter how great you sound, the moment I see you do that, it's over. We're not talking again, fat.
That's extreme.
Better, full stop.
Maybe you can actually approach the person and say, please, can you
I'm not telling
better?
You. I'm not telling you. I'm not going to be your, what's it called now? What's it called?
Leave it a teacher.
There's a word for it. Etiquette teacher. I'm not going to be that person. So you do you.
And I do you too. Oh, okay.
What is wrong with you today? Please don't do me.
I was going to say, and I do me.
You can't do me. But anyway, we're talking this morning, Lagos. What are those things that people do in public that you feel they shouldn't do, especially the disgusting, icky, and embarrassing things? Let's talk about it. Like I said, if you're in your personal space, I mean, I know farting in public is really frowned upon, you know, especially if you're trying to. You know, make the person look at you twice and like you. You do not want to fart in public, would you?
Okay.
Especially they say fine girls know they miss.
You know. And it's true.
And fine boys do know they miss.
Yeah, and it's true.
Anyway, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. I can't believe this. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. What are those things that people do in public that embarrasses you, that icks you out, that disgusts you, that you cannot stand? Let's talk about it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Lagos, Chester Live, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning to you. It's Leke Bomb Chaga.
All right, Leke, what are the things that people do that you can't stand in public?
I call you to wish you Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Leke.
Happy New Year. I wish you this day is not there for me.
I hate that too. People don't know how to chew quietly. They just go.
Eating manners for me.
Eating manners, okay.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Like I just touched on something that.
Eating manners, that one is.
I can't even look at you when you're eating like that. And then some people chew and things that come, you know, chew with their mouth open. Yeah. And please don't talk to me if you have food in your mouth. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Because you don't see you, I see you. I see the food in your mouth, and you're seeing.
You're trying to pass it very. No,
darling. Can you finish chewing what's in your mouth, and then we can talk? How about that? Okay, somebody has a message for us before we quickly go
on
the break.
This guy says, his name is Muhyiddin. He says, lots of Lagosians are just fond of spitting anywhere. This is disgusting. We got to do better now. And this one says, what's up, Lagos? What's up, it's you too. My turn off in public hemisphere are those that chew noisily, be it food, snack, or gum, and those consistently making noise with their spoons as it clashes with their teeth while eating. Shout out to Info Girl. What's up?
That's the one that wants to
shout out
marry
to your tail. Let me see. Is
it
the one?
Yes, it's the one that wants
come
to marry
feet.
You. It's Gideon. This info game will put you into problem.
Zela, I'm a good boy.
Okay. Well, we got to go for a quick break. Can we take one more message quickly?
This one says, Adegoke from Lekki says, it annoys me when I see people throw things from moving vehicles and throw it on the expressway. When I do correct some of them, they just do their face like someone who just drank agbo.
Like,
I beg you.
Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we're still talking. Stay with us. I'll take you to Lagos. All right, 33 minutes It's gone past the 10 o'clock hour. So what's up, Lagos? My name is Mary Anako. Now, we did start off by talking about some irritating behavior in public. You know, when you're in public, the modus operandi is that, you know, you comport yourself properly. You behave well because you're in public. A lot of people are watching. Some that you don't even expect to be watching are watching. So what are those things that people do in public that irritate you, that embarrass you, or, you know, tick you off? I want to hear. I've seen a lot of messages coming in, but we want to hear from you. So go on Twitter. We have a post up there. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos and let us know some of the things that you see people doing in public that's really embarrassing and irritating and downright disgusting. 0700-993-993-993. And even if you do it, you know that you are guilty. Say it. We are going to help you. All right. You can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter. Send us a message on WhatsApp. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can be part of the conversation. Don't forget, you got 60 seconds. Go straight to the point. Let's hear from you. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up?
Some public disgracement and public assault is number one. In your means fat and poor. Poor, you got something. Can you do poor in your for public? Number two, open your mouth like a yawning. You can open your mouth like a lion when you're wrong. When you're wrong. You cannot close your mouth.
Sorry, how are you supposed to yawn in public? Are you supposed to say...
yes, yawning without putting your mouth to close. Yeah,
but that's the thing. Naturally, you're supposed to yawn with your mouth open. So you let out the air.
And that's
the connection there.
What did you call it?
How am I supposed to know that?
Okay.
But sincerely, how do you yawn without your mouth open? Because that's how it's supposed to be.
No,
your
I
mouth
think there's
has
some
to
type
be open.
Of yawns that you do that's kind of irritating and
no,
rude.
So I think that you're supposed to cover your mouth when you're yawning. Yeah. So people don't see everything inside your mouth.
I don't see your lungs. Thank you.
Honey, you don't have to. You can't see anybody's lungs.
I can see it.
Hey, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? Hey. Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from my 12.
Mm-hmm. All right, Samuel. What are the things that people do in public that irritate you?
The thing that irritates me the most when people do is when they eat loudly as in... Mm. They try to. I don't know how to explain it.
So like, it irritates you.
It irritates me mostly.
Mm.
When they eat, as in, even when they are eating, they are still even talking.
Oh, brother. They
put in their mouth.
I cannot deal.
What's up, Lagos?
Thank you for calling, Samuel. Please eat with your mouth closed. Didn't your mama teach you anything? Huh? Didn't your mama teach you
anything? I'm sure she did. They didn't take the training.
Okay, we got messages. Let's go to the messages.
Okay, Julian says, what's up, Lagos? It's annoying when people pick your nose and lick it or scratch it. Wait now. He says when people pick their nose, lick it or scratch their body parts and smell it.
The last part. A certain football coach did it and it went viral.
I mean,
I'm not calling people.
Nobody's
names.
Calling anybody.
No names. Yes.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Steve from Okota. What I find very disgusting that people do in public is blowing their nose into the air without using a handkerchief.
Oh!
Not minding if the liquid or kata from their nose touches people around.
Oh.
To make it worse, they end up cleaning their hands on their clothes.
Yeah. And then those hands, they will use it to shake. Jesus.
This is when I see anyone doing that. I just gently cross to the other side of the road to avoid any contact with whatever they are blowing out. Thank you. This person says, I hate it when I see anybody, mostly girls, using ordinary food to walk without slippers in the compound or outside. Yoruba women and girls always fall victim. Abutu, why are you tribe shaming people?
Why would you do that?
Don't do that.
And then there's certain religions that, you know, you have to walk without without shoes. So what's wrong
with
that?
So you don't like those people?
It's their choice. It's their choice. It might irritate you, but it's their choice.
Good morning, Marianne. What's up, Lagos? It's annoying seeing someone sitting beside me using toothpick and making sound. Are you trying to tell me?
Like, what's the plan?
Are you trying to tell me you ate meat or what? Joe bless from Ikorodu. Exactly. That's what he's trying to tell you. That's the receipt of eating meat. You gotta do your seat like that.
That's an irritating sound also. Please don't do that.
Let me not tell you something. Do you know I have a lecturer one time that he talks like that naturally?
With lipses?
Yes, like that. Like, he just says, so today...
Ew, like, sir. Excuse me, sir. Can I ask a question, please? Were you born with this thing?
You're going to ask that.
They will punish
F
me.
For you.
Okay. Well, we still have some more messages. Let's take a few of them and then we'll go back to the phone lines. We see it lighting up.
All right. So it says, what's up, Lagos? I hate seeing a person smoking on the road or public. I dislike it to the core. I'm Cosmos.
Cosmos. Don't go to London. Don't go to America. Don't go to the Middle East, especially Dubai, because they smoke everywhere in public. Okay.
I hate it when I see people using both hands to force pure water. Chooks from JK City.
Okay. Thank you, Chooks.
You hit the hood of Lagos.
Very,
that's what you're trying
very
to say.
Interesting picture that you painted to us this morning. Forcing the behind in your mouth. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? It's like when everybody's trying to call, all the phone lines are jammed. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
My dear lovely special, my aunt.
Oh, Azubi came, my special caller.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good morning, also.
Good morning to you.
My dear Mr. Azubi, can come from Azubi.
Okay.
Coming to the talking point, I just want to know what I do not like in the public. What people doing it? Like when they visited the Buka joint, the way people put their masks. In those part of still also.
Oh, talking over food. Yeah, talking over food. It's very irritating also,
so,
yes.
They put it in their mouth and say, Mother, you put this up on me for me. You put it.
Okay, please. Don't allow us, because some people will eat buka food today. Don't spoil their day.
Oh, I'm making my stomach.
Okay, so in that situation, I don't like it. I don't want to go further because some people, they are still eating.
Just,
I don't like the way people are actually talking. That
You should sound off on that, you know.
I know. Thank you, Azubi. But you know, he's making an interesting point.
Very salient.
I think that everybody who sells food should make people just stand far. You can tell, I can hear you. I'm not deaf. I can hear you. I know what you want. But please,
one time,
talk over my food.
I actually had told somebody one time and she was like very defensive. What do I mean by that? People eat here. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but you can't.
And I just walk away.
But you can't talk over my food. I shouldn't also talk over your food because you see, spittle flies.
I'm telling you.
And the thought of it makes me not want to eat.
That thing he just changed my mood. I'm having rib pain for some reason.
Oh, dear. Rib pain. Girl, you are extreme. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
You know anyone of these are the prophetess?
Yeah, the prophetess and the queen of Sheba.
Hello, Abby, thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You know what is that? People, two friends enter vehicle, discussing, you know, using their discussion to disturb the entire
vehicle. Oh, we bless you.
You know, I hate what
It's very irritating and it's very disrespectful of other people's privacy.
Yeah, and when you talk to them, take it easy now. They will be angry with you. So this is a public vehicle. Hey. You don't want to leave, leave.
As much as it's public, all of us
then
too.
And the next
need
one is mechanic with their smelly, dirty car that is on work for 1 year. To come and sit down next to you in the public vehicle.
Ah, madam, why are you attacking our mechanic? Please, I don't want them to spoil my car.
Are they the only one that repair car? So if you repair car, your clutch should be dirty.
They can help it, I guess.
Well, it's the nature of the job. Can you really blame them? It's the nature of the job.
I think that should be a law. Binding all these mechanics.
Hey,
is not in order.
They should not be doing law.
So you should banish them.
You like a madman sitting next to you now.
You're a bit extreme.
No, I think
they don't want their clothes.
Okay.
The cloth is smelly. They wear good cloth on home. When they get there, they
will not wear that one.
It's more cloth now. From day to day, they put it on.
It's okay. We understand.
They should make a law to ban them.
They can't banish or ban them.
They should make Nigeria has better problems.
I mean,
if a man is not able to wash his work outfits and stay hygienic, see, that's not my problem.
I want to make a point. Like what you said, it comes with the profession. So before, I won't even lie, I used to think like this. Until recently, during this ASUU strike thing, my uncle says, okay, his child should go and learn how to, because he's studying mechanical engineering. So now that you're a strike, go and learn the trade, practical, you know? And so he's doing it. And then every time he comes home to come and take water, we're like, why are you dirty like this? Where are you going? My Olga sends me to one place. Are you going to go like this?
Because they're in pits, they have thistle and grease and all stuff, all kinds of stuff on their body.
Anybody
so really,
who sees my younger brother,
who wants to be going to clean grease every,
you know,
five minutes?
I'm like, anybody who sees my younger brother in the bus now will say this boy is a tattered looking. He's actually a student of a university, but he's learning something. So I began to change. I tried changing my mind from that. I won't even lie.
Yeah.
So every time I'm sitting close to people like that in the bus, I'm like, mon, is your job now?
Yeah.
So,
but please wear deodorant. Thank you. And God bless.
On top of that one.
Let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Fitch, and I'm calling from Ejibo. Now, to be honest with you, that mother is right.
Huh.
Mechanics are supposed to put on overall on top of whatever they are using.
But you still be dirty now.
Maybe. They are not supposed to wear that. I wore white, I was going to Alausa, and one entered my clothes. In fact, I became paralyzed one side. No, you don't understand. So, it's funny. So, they're supposed to put on overall on top of it. That's the way it should be. I was in Ghana, I saw mechanic, I fell in love with mechanic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you hardly see them dirty.
It's easier said than done.
That's the truth. So, anything in Nigeria from top to bottom is dirty, and that's why.
So you're saying that I'm dirty from top to bottom?
No.
That's also everything in Nigeria.
No,
you're an exception.
You're an exception. Yeah. What pissed me off is when I carry ladies' smell, the body odor. Sometimes I don't like driving my car alone. In fact, it's a law. I don't even food I have my home. I don't eat alone. So I'll be driving home from work and I will want to give people lift. Immediately they enter.
Atmosphere
change. Please, lady, you want to really enter the atmosphere.
But it's not just women that have BO now. Why are you doing like this?
No, I'm talking of ladies. I'm not talking of men. No, it's normal men. Do you understand?
I don't think it's normal for anybody to stink.
Come on.
Because of the kind of work they do and all that.
No, sir.
The side of it is very irritating. Very, very disgusting.
Okay.
Sincerely, and they are not just at work. They are just going home. You need to give
How
them a
How do
lift.
You know they are just going
why
home?
Why are you talking about women like this? We're coming for you,
it's
sir.
Not nice.
We're coming for you. The women say I should cut you off. Goodbye. How dare you? How dare you?
Come on.
No, but the truth is, stinking or stanking or whatever the Americans call it, you stank. Honey, whether you're male or female, I just said a few minutes ago, wear a deodorant.
And I was even trying to say, she mechanic. I was
wear
even
wearing deodorant.
Where?
Whether you're a mechanic,
seconded.
You're a bricklayer. If you, I mean, deodorant are there's one for 500. So don't make an excuse. You know, because the truth is, you work in, you know, you will sweat. You perspire. Ew. And there's that tendency of, you know, when you break sweats that you might, you know, smell. And some people shower and don't scrub their underarms. It's a must. Scrub every place that's covered. Scrub it. And then wear deodorant. And always try to smell yourself.
Yeah, you know? This song came at the wrong time. I don't want no scrub. You should want some scrub.
you need some scrubbing. Because really, he's making an interesting point. I'm giving you a lift and then I can now not breathe in my car.
Own car.
And this also goes to, you know, cabmen. Please, even if you put the air freshener that is 100 million in your car and you stink,
which one do you prefer, body or mouth odor? You have to choose
every
one.
Odor is
choose
bad.
One
every odor is
if you
bad.
Have to choose one
every odor is bad.
All right, new man says, okay, this guy says, hey, hi Marianne, there are these people who take oranges in bus, and when they are done, you know, these particles that hangs in the teeth, the way these people try removing the particles with their tongues. Oh, like, gosh. I wish I could describe that sound, but I guess you should know how it sounds now. That's what he says. So he says, what's up, Lagos? It disgusts me when I'm not walking on the road and someone in my front blows his nose or sneezes without closing his nose. Samuel from Ejigbo, please, what of the... Oh, okay. Great. I think, okay, from Lekki says, as we became made a very important observation, I'm even more concerned about those that cook and those who serve the food. They talk while serving food from the pot. Take your food orders and then serve the food instead of talking over the food. The government should make laws that food sellers should always use nose masks and overalls while cooking and serving food.
That's what it should be. That's supposed to be the law in terms of, you know, food management and all of that. If you go to restaurants or what they call fast foods, they're supposed to wear like a hair bonnet to cover their hair and sometimes wear like a mask, you know, so they don't speak into the food. But, you know, in Nigeria, anything goes, unfortunately.
Okay. This was it. What's up, Lagos? Happy Victorious 2023. Happy. The habit that pisses me off is when blowing nose, making noise with throat, spitting randomly, raising dust while walking, eating smoked fish on the road. Someone has actually eaten a banegusi in a bus and washed his hand through the window. Patrick, do you know Bode Thomas?
But why? Nigerians, why? Why would you eat eba soup and then wash your hand through the window?
He's hungry.
Why? Anyway, we got 3 minutes. I'm gonna take one quick call. The dragging your feet thing as a kid, you would not dare do it because my grandmother would say, why are you dragging your feet in my house? Come on, lift up your legs and walk like a human being. So, I mean, it stuck. Because, you know, there's a tendency as a kid to just wake up and just drag your feet. If she hears it, you're a dead man.
In trouble.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We have just 3 minutes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
No. Turn off your radio. Walk away from it. Please turn off your radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Turn off your radio.
Please, I'm far away from the radio.
Aha, perfect. Now I can hear you better.
Okay. I want to talk about the woman that talked about mechanic. What she said is true. When I was in my shop, I have a mechanic shop very close to my shop desk. They will come to work throughout the week. They will not wash their uniform. The next week, Monday morning, they will still put on the same clothes. They will not wash it. It's very, very bad. They will smell bad, and they look very tattered and dirty.
Hey.
And another set of things I want to talk about are the Elero, those that sell me. They clean their hands after cutting meat with their clothes. At the end of the day, they will just jump inside the bag. Maybe they want to go and buy meat again.
I know.
I tell you, when you perceive the odor, it's like
you want to pee.
One is about to faint.
Oh my goodness. I understand. I totally get it. Thank you very much. Oh, two terrible scenarios. I know. Eleron. This is an SOS. A public service announcement to Eleron. Please, if you are finished Eleron, wash your hand. Find new clothes to wear before you jump inside the bus and go to buy another Eleron. And please, if you are a mechanic, your coverall is for work. When you are entering, but please take off the coverall and wear normal clothes. And please smell well. Thank you for listening and God bless you. Let's go back to the message. We have to go.
Even from Aja says, what's up, Lagos? Some people's mouth is uncontrollable when talking. I don't like when someone is talking to me and pouring spit on my face.
Oh.
Another SOS.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it?
No.
Okay.
He was here. Yes. Let him hear what the spirit and the baldy say. Yes.
Why will people eat bald egg in a ball?
Oh,
why?
My God.
Kule is asking.
What? No, but, oh, no, come on. They eat, but, oh, God.
I open the whole place is going to smell.
Granite bottle, does it stink?
Are you new to this?
I tell you.
You don't know?
Okay. Yeah, so okay. I don't know.
Okay. Hello, ladies. What I don't like in people's when is when they cough without closing their mouth. Chicks from Powerline says that. This one says, I was at a fast food restaurant 10 years ago and a man saw an earring in his rice. He was so furious and complained bitterly to the manager, but he felt unconcerned. I don't understand that.
So they say, he's talking about the food people, the people who are, you know, serving food. You need to be careful because, you know, sometimes you see hair, you see nails. It's just really embarrassing. I would never go back there.
So he complained, but he was unconcerned.
Anyway, we're going to go for a break and bring you the news at the top of the hour. On the other side, we're going to be talking about the Apapa Oshodi gridlock. Why is it not going away? Remember when it disappeared one day when the vice president was coming? What happened? What magic happened that we cannot consistently have? We'll be right back after this break. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, welcoming you again to What's Up Lagos. And we're going to talk about Lagos, yes, because you see the show is about Lagos. And of course, we talk about everything else, Nigeria, abroad. But today, we're focusing on Lagos because it's What's Up Lagos. And we're actually shining our light on Apapa Oshodi. Because you see, ever since I've known Lagos, that place has been a problem.
Always been a problem.
So, just before I go into the whole Apapa Oshodi traffic chaos, let's talk about the fact that there was a group of, in fact, I think two people who actually didn't get killed. They literally got off by the whiskers. Four people, actually, escaped the Apapa Oshodi expressway accident. Four. Imagine, the story could have been the other way around. The four people were killed on Apapa Oshodi expressway. But let's talk about Apapa Oshodi because it's very important. There's been this unending, you know, conversation and tales of pain, tears and lamentation coming from that accident. If you're a transporter, whether you drive a bus, you drive a keke, whatever it is, you're a transporter and you have to ply that route, I would really like to hear your experience. And I know it's very easy for us to talk about problems and not look for solutions. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to do both. We're going to talk about the problem and we're also going to seek the solution. So that's what we're doing this morning for the next about 30 minutes. We're going to try as much as possible to, you know, put it as succinctly and straight to the point as we can. We're going to talk about why there is no end in sight to the gridlock. We're going to talk about road users who seemingly are blaming government and security agents, even construction firms and touts for what's happening there. And then, of course, there are people who say that most of the other factors are man-made. These are some of the things that are responsible for the problem. So we know that the people who pass through that area have gone through excruciating times of having to sit in traffic for hours. I have friends who live there. I will never go there. It's not happening. Except you're going to send me a chopper, then that's fine. Then we can talk. But then for commuters, for residents, you know, in the Maltu, Berga, Tinkan axes and Apapa Oshodi or on Shoki Expressway, this has been a problem that has gone on for so long and the traffic chaos there is nothing to write home about. And with no end in sight, I remember, and I said this before we went on that break, that there was a time when the vice president was visiting. And that traffic, literally everything disappeared. And I really want to ask the government of Lagos State how they did it. If they were able to do it for one day, why can't we sustain it? But then I want the people who apply that area to call me and tell me their experience and tell me why they think this is lingering. Because I've heard people say that, look, it's these construction people that are causing the traffic. Mm-hmm. There are people who say it's the police and the touts who are trying to take money. They're the ones that continue to make, because you see, Tinkan Island is around that axis and you see a lot of these trucks are coming out. And of course, they want to fleece them. And I'm not just saying the touts, even the police officers, unfortunately, yes. And so if we're able to eliminate all of these things, can we have that axis back to normal? Because you can't really eliminate traffic in Lagos because you see there's too many people living in Lagos, but can we have free flow of traffic in that Apapa, Tinkan, Oronshoki, Oshodi area? What needs to be done? And why do you think it has lingered so long? If there was a magic done on one day, Why can't it be sustained? Is there something the government knows that we do not know? Mm. Or what exactly is it? Because I really want to know. Join the conversation. If you live in that area, you do business there, you're a transporter, you ply that route.
We work there.
Yeah, yeah. What can we do? What do you think we can do as Lagosians to help solve the problem? And where do you think the government is lacking? Has government kept their word? Don't forget, that area was also part of a campaign strategy. They used it to campaign to us. And now the governor is going to run again for office, a second tenure. What's he going to tell us now? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could also be part of the conversation on our socials, on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We have a post up, so just quickly respond to that tweet. Or you can go on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, and share your thoughts with us. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. Let's talk up Papa Oshodi. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Samo from VGC.
Okay, Samo.
Yeah. Actually, I just want to share my experience on that Papa way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a day I was going to a birthday party and his bike took me going to the location. So, on my way going there, so I see these truck guys and they are not even like they are too much, and I don't think there is something in particular that Lagos State government are even trying to do to get them off there, and they are just too much. And on my way on that day, so my bike tried to pass one of those guys, and the way it turned the hand, like, I ever since that day I said I won't go to this location again, I won't come to this Apapa again. And that's the last time I even said to Apapa, because those guys, they are just too much, and I don't think there's anything the Lagos State government are trying to do about those guys. They are much, and it's unfair.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. So he's saying government is not even helping the matter, and I would like to say again, Lagos State government, is that area not part of Lagos? I mean, I know that Tinker makes government a lot of money, doesn't it? So why is it so much of a... I mean, we make it look like it's something that we can't deal with. Is it overwhelming for the Lagos State government? Is it something that you cannot deal with? We'd really want to hear from the Lagos State government. Has it gone beyond your powers to deal with what's happening around the Apapa, Oshodi, Tinkan, or Oshoki area? Because the gridlock and the chaos that happens in that area is out of this world. It's crazy. I still cannot fathom why that place is as choked up as it is. And this last caller just said, it looks like government is not doing anything. I'd really want to hear that government is doing something. And what is that something, Lagos State government? Oh dear, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ebunluwa, a.k.a. Baba Landlord.
Okay,
you are talking about those Apapa, those Tinker, and all those containers. To be sincere with you, those people, they are not friendly. As in, what they smoke, though they give them, they're not the reason well at all.
Which people are you talking about?
Yeah, what me I'm concerned is that all those containers, all those trailers, is those government that have them. So they are less concerned. Either they park anywhere, they park here, they are less concerned. Funny enough, there was a time I was going to Festac. I passed through from my tube going down to, I had to go and turn from that barrack side. Then I wanted to make a U-turn. From that bridge, the guy just, the trailer was going, he had to park on the road. I was like, this guy should just move. And it was causing serious traffic. I was so annoying. I said, what is this? And nobody can control them. Nobody can talk to them because of the money they extort from them. So nobody, even though those people, those soldiers, or those people that are directing them, they won't say anything because they're extorting money from them. It's wrong. Let government do something. The other time, president were coming to the Apapa Road. Then there's no container on the road. What did they do? Let them do the same thing that is causing traffic. Let them do the same thing that they do now, that there's no container on the road when the president were coming.
Okay, so interesting point. And I said, we have security agents on that particular stretch. You can't tell me that we don't have policemen. And even here, I hear now that there's soldiers. So if we have these many security agents, what is your work, please? And like he said, I don't want to believe everything that the callers are saying, that, oh, because government, government, you know. Because why do we have a government if things like this cannot be done for the people? Because government is there to serve the best interest of the people, I believe. And if the people are suffering, the people in those areas are suffering to get to their businesses, to leave their homes, I mean, to literally just maneuver and get out of that place, then government has not done its job. Government has not fulfilled its commitments to the people in the Apapa axis, in the Oworonsoke axis, and at the Tinkan axis, and of course, Oshodi. So if something is not done about that area, and look, look, like I said, Governor Sanwo-Olu is going for another term. One of the things that we should be asking is, sir, what have you done in that area, and what will you do? Because there has to be a plan. And if you haven't had a plan from when you came in till now, what's the certainty that you will have a plan in the next 4 years? It's very important. But for the security agents, why do we have soldiers and police officers around there who allegedly are collecting bribes and allowing for this particular chaos to continue? What exactly is going on? And who's going to apprehend who? If security agents are somewhat in on it and government seems to be turning a blind eye to it, then what's the future for that area? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good
Hello,
morning.
Marianne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Glad getting in this morning. I live on that axis.
Oh, great. Tell me about it.
I live at Amu Odofi Estate there. Mm-hmm. My name is Patience.
Okay, patience.
It's terrible. If you drive your car out in the morning, you find it very difficult to go out. When you are coming in, you'll be scared. Because you don't know what you are going to meet on your way home. The trailers, they are everywhere. They don't even care if people live on that estate or on that axis. And you find out that it's little boys that are in control of these trailers. Hmm. They don't even care about the cars that are coming beside them. All they want to do is just to maneuver their way and block everywhere. Construction is going on that road, I agree. But there should be measures on how to repair the part of the road that are bad so that it's going to be motorable. Like now, if you are coming out of my tool in the morning, by the time you get to Ijesha, they block everywhere. We all have to use the service lane. And they have not finished the construction on the main plate. Why can't they open it and let us be going out? It was stopped this morning coming out. It's like that all the time.
Wow.
The government don't care about people living on that axis. All they do is just, because it's not poor people that have those trailers.
Can I ask
those containers?
Yeah, can I ask a quick question, please? For those of you who live in those areas, I'm sure that you have residents association, you know your chairman, your councillors, your supervisors. I'm guessing that you know them because these are the first port of call. Before you can get to the governor, you need to speak to the people that run the community. Has this been done? Has there been concerted efforts to reach out to the government?
It has been done. You see that maybe in a while they will free the estate a little bit. But before you know it, by evening when you are coming back, they're going to block everywhere. During the day, they might manage to leave a lane that maybe residents will be using in the estate. But by the time you are coming back, everywhere is jam-packed. You will not have a way to get to your home. You'll be agitated because if you are too late outside, you have this area boys harassing you in your car, especially ladies. So it's terrible. They need to do something about that, please.
Thank you very much, patience. I'm sorry, I just have to let you go because we need to take other calls. But very interesting point, because it's not enough to write a letter or go and visit your council chairman or your councillor or your supervisor, what do they call them? Yes, supervisors on education or transport or blah, blah, blah. But do you follow up? Because if it's biting me, it obviously is biting the next guy and we're all suffering, then of course there has to be that push that we would continue to go after these government officials so that this is escalated to the state government, who's supposed to be the final port of call. And I'm not in any way trying to, you know, make it look like you're the problem, but then you have to be part of the solution, shouldn't you? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Happy
Where are you calling from? Same to you.
This is Joy calling.
All right, Joy, go ahead.
These people that hold this truck, they are powerful people. Lagos State, they cannot get rid of those Agbo. We should know that one, because those are the people they use in the season of election. So if the people of Lagos State, if they don't want it to continue, they will stop it. For the governor to stop it, it cannot.
But the Agberos are just one bit of it. There's the Agberos
with police, soldier. They are in charge of them, my sister. Mm. We should know that one. We don't have ruler in this country. We have those who want to enlarge their back accounts. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. But we do have rulers, just so that we establish that fact. We have not rulers. We have leaders. Quote. Yeah. We have leaders. We don't have rulers because it's not a dictatorship. Mm-hmm. So we have leaders. We have governors who are democratically elected. We have local government chairmen that were also democratically elected. And we have legislators. But in cases like this, I always like to go to, you know, I like a bottom-top approach to dealing with issues like this. And that's why I asked that lady what they're doing, because you're the ones who are at the receiving end. If you buy a car and half the time your car is stuck in traffic or on a bad road or in a bad spot, then you have to spend more money fixing that car and going back to the same bad spot every other day. So it's a terrible cycle that you have to go through. Should that not be some form of push, an encouragement, a booster for you to get the attention of government? And have you tried? I'm talking to people who live in those areas, who do business in those areas, who have to ply those routes. And not just about the transporters. And the transporters, it's easy for you to go on strike for this and that. But what about talking about raising the issue on that stretch? Or are you on the benefiting end, or are you also one way or the other complicit? Join the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993. We're talking about the Apapa Oshodi gridlock. Now don't forget, four people recently escaped the Apapa Oshodi expressway accident, because you see that place is a disaster, according to somebody, and sometimes you could even call it a death trap. But my question today is, why has this lingered for so long? Even before the sitting governor came in, it's been a problem. And it was part of some of the things that he campaigned, you know, with. So who's to be blamed for this gridlock? I mean, so many people are saying it's government, it's construction, it's Agbiru, it's police, it's soldier. Who's to be blamed? And has the Lagos State government kept their word? Because it's not enough to come and tell us that you can turn water into wine, but yet you're unable to give us the wine. Again, I'm asking, if you ply this route, what has been your experience and what are your recommendations in ending this very, very terrible chaos? Mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Babatunde. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Go ahead, Babatunde.
Yeah. Okay. About what we're discussing, I had an accident about 2 months ago.
Oh wow.
On that same road.
Are you all right?
What actually happened was, yes, it was in the night, and they packed all the stuff from the gutter. They put it on like almost at the middle of the road. So while I was just about to, you know, overtake, I climbed, and you know, the whole thing happened. Immediately after the thing happened, like some couple of guys came to me. And he said, this place is very nice place. They will not even care. They don't even care about my safety or if I'm fine, if I'm all right. The only thing they said is, this place is not safe for you. So don't worry, we'll stand by you, whatever anything we can do. So I eventually was able to park at, you know, a place and everything was sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
But the roads, they are doing the best for that accident, because if they did not do what they are doing right now, I'm sorry, they might not be able to get it done at the end of the day. So in terms of the situation, the people...
Are you still there? Oh, I'm so sorry. I think we lost connection with you, but you were making some interesting point. We will have to go on a break. Okay, no, it's not time yet. We will quickly take some messages on Twitter. I see a lot of reactions coming on Twitter. Someone here says, Let me read. Joy Forever here on Twitter says, I'm convinced that the Lagos State government has no willpower to control the Oshodi Apapa Expressway hold-up truck drivers and tout activities. The solution is to remove all the police and military blocks because government, in Joy's words, is overwhelmed. Okay. This one says, you want to hear from government of Lagos about Apapa gridlock. Did you reach out? There are communication channels. If you want info from government, reach out to them. Okay. Yes, we do want info. But then we want to know, what has government done? Because if they've done something, we would see it. We don't need somebody to speak English to us. I'm sure you know what I mean. We want to see actionable plans and see solutions. But we're not seeing that. So, of course, as Governor Sanwo-Olu is making his rounds and talking about people voting for him, I have a question for His Excellency, sir. What is the plan of the Lagos State government to deal with the gridlock in Apapa Oshodi area or in Shoki Tinkan? Because I know how much money this brings to the government, to the coffers of the government. This is where all of our, you know, most of these ships, you know, finally, you know, dock and, you know, we see a lot of people going there to claim whatever it is that is theirs. And so there's a lot of money that changes hands. The customs are making a lot of money. But how can we make sure that the people who ply those routes, the people who live in those areas, people who do business, can go to their businesses easily and not turn that place into a death trap of sorts, or, you know, something that people just keep losing money and lives over? I mean, this is not necessarily good for the reputation of Lagos. Am I wrong or am I right? Well, I'm going to take one quick call before we go on a break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You have 30 seconds, quickly.
Okay. My name is Steve, calling from Lagos.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, about this subject matter, you can see that Nigeria as a whole, problems are not peculiar to a particular place. It's a general thing, you know. The issue of Okada ban, you can see what happened. Mm-hmm. Like the area where I live in Naija, they are back on the road.
Wow.
They're back on the streets everywhere. Mm. They might not ply the express as it used to be, but as it is now, the enforcement is no longer valid.
I'm going to have to let you go. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to let you go because we are out of time. We'll be back. What's up, Lagos? 31 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and it's still What's Up, Lagos. I have Info Girl here with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's been very quiet, thinking about her life
on the Oshodi Apapa
Expressway. Anyway, in the next 15 minutes, we'll be talking Citizenship Bay. But in the meantime, we're still taking your thoughts on what's happening on the Apapa Oronshoki. Apapa, please don't kill me. Apapa Oronshoki. Oshodi Tinkan axis and the traffic chaos that's been ongoing for years. And like I said earlier on, it's not about Governor Sanwo-Olu, it's about previous administrations, and it's been that way. And I'm asking, because, you know, the reason why I'm continuously talking about this is because when the vice president was visiting some time ago, every single truck disappeared. The traffic literally disappeared like it never happened. And so I'm asking, that tactic that the government used to make all of that disappear, can we have it every other day so that way those who live in that area, those who do business in those areas, people who have to ply those routes, the transporters would have some, you know, they'll have a breather of sorts. Can we do it, Lagos State government? Can we do it? And I'm thinking, if I were to give, you know, the Lagos State government a two cents of, you know, something that I would give as a PR person, fix it. And you'd win the elections. Take it for free. I'm just saying, if you really want people to pay attention to you, then keep some of your promises, especially that one, which is a problem. But if you apply that route, I'd really want to hear from you for the next 8 to 10 minutes. Share your thoughts with us on this particular issue. How do we get rid of this situation? And who's to be blamed? Because a lot of people are saying, oh, blame the touts. Blame the transporters, blame the soldiers, blame the police officers, blame government. But who does this bulk where does this box stop? On the table of government? On the table of local government? Is it the people? Is it the traffic officials who seem to allegedly be collecting bribes from these transporters and causing more and more gridlock? Or what exactly? What do we do? Is this ever going to be a thing of the past? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My dear special lovely Mary Ann.
Okay.
Once again.
Good morning.
My sister, good morning.
Good morning.
Coming to this talking point about Apapa Oshede Express, Tinker, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Coming to the issue that the problem is that the government in the land, they are the problem of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Why I say that is the problem that everything that is happening is because if they are not gaining anything from there, they have every power to stop it. But due to they are getting some incomes there, they think I'm not work.
What income? What exactly do you mean by government is gaining some income? What income? I mean, the income they are gaining is supposed to be from the ports, not necessarily from a gridlock. How does government gain from a gridlock?
You know, those people that have those containers. Yeah, they used to pay homage to the Lagos State government in each month.
How do you know this?
That is what is actually happening.
Mm.
If that is not what is happening, why can't they stop it from the beginning? It's when they say that a vice president or president is coming, they will just do some magic. And when the president is already gone, the thing will block again.
Well,
so the blame is all about government. If we can be able to have a change of government in this Lagos state, everything will change.
Okay.
Also, the same people in the same category are still doing the same thing.
Okay.
So that is my solution. So let Nigerians be wise in 2023 and get their privacy.
All right. Thank you very much, Azubike, for calling. But I'm still querying the government gaining. Why should government be gaining from a gridlock, a chaotic situation in that area of Lagos? And this is something that's continuously happened. And if there was an abracadabra that was done at the time the vice president visited, please, we need the abracadabra like every other day, like a Hail Mary. We need it like every other day. And so it means that somebody does know what to do. Please, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, if you work with the transportation department in Lagos State. If I am wrong.
Okay.
Please tell me.
Now, John is saying here that, good morning, what's up, Lagos? It says people close shop for one day. You say make them no open shop after vice president leave. So you get the point. So we've actually closed shop so he can come.
Oh, I see.
The residents have business and local tax collector, including the security agent. That's what John says.
Okay.
That can continue to happen. They can't keep closing their shop.
Yes,
every day.
Again, it's very bad for lots of people who do businesses in that axis, especially for the lady who said she leaves around there and it's so much trouble. When she leaves in the morning, it's trouble. When she's getting ready to come home, she's afraid because she doesn't know what she's going to face, you know, when she's heading home. And we cannot live like that in 2023, especially, again, good morning, sir, Mr. Governor. I've given you tips.
Tips. Sounds like a dare, though.
But I really would want to know why we cannot. Because it seems that somebody knows something. Whatever that trick was, can it be long-lasting? Can we use it for as long as we can? Because it looks like somebody knows the answer to the problem. What do we need to do for these answers to come back so that the people in that area can have some free flow of traffic? I want to keep talking about this till it's time for us to go on our break. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Pastor Roland, calling from Meron.
All right, go ahead, please.
Okay, what that man said right now is that government is gaining from that place. It's true. If they are not getting from that place, they will not leave all those things there. Those containers need to leave that place. Because there are those people that are working, that are doing those things, that are putting those containers there, they are working for government.
Uh-huh.
That's why they cannot move them out of that place. Why is it that if president is coming, then the place will clear. Governor is coming, the place will clear. Then after some time, they will come back again. Because they are the ones that is locking the place. That's why they are not opening it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Bless you.
All right. This makes me remember the Okada ban situation where the lady just mentioned it. And then, you know, that thing of, oh, it's cleared and then the people come back. What does this say about the will of government? Because you see, you can't talk about, you can talk about doing things, but then if there's no willpower or actionable plan to match it, then we're never going to, it's never going to, you know, move from a statement to a reality. So I'm asking, does this mean that government does not have the willpower, that government is not looking in that direction to push for a change in that direction? I'd really like to hear from somebody in the transportation department here in Lagos State. But in the meantime, Lagos, I want to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh,
yes,
Chalan,
good morning.
Quick one. You see, I stay in that proper site, you know. So what happens is that all these containers, that when they are collecting money from all these agro used to collect money from them from packing, and if they are loading, they collect money from there where they are loading, and if they are coming out, they collect money from there where they are coming out. So those money they are collecting, who are they giving it to? They will say they are giving it to Vale, they are giving it to this person, they are giving it to local government. So that means the container there, there's no time. Okay, as you are saying, last time that the vice president came, they said no, they stopped work, like wharf. There was no work that day. Mm-hmm. There was no shop that day. So the roads were street. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There was no wharf, did not work that day. Papa wharf did not work that day. Everybody was at home. You understand? The road was free. Immediately that he left, the next day, the road, everybody come outside the gate. So it will be very hard for them to stop it because they're collecting money. Okay, police will collect money from container. Agbo will collect money from container. So what do you want them to do? So they're, even though they push them today, they will still come out tomorrow.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. So if security agents seem to, and touts seem to be doing the same thing, allegedly, then that's a free-for-all. And then that means that there are no laws. Everybody there seemingly is breaking the law, and so who's going to correct who? And then this is where the government should come in, right? Government needs to come into what's happening in that area, but can government do it? Big question. We have two more minutes to talk about this. I'll take a few, maybe one more call, and then a few messages. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Mr. Lucky calling from Selenizer.
All right, Lucky, go ahead, please.
Yeah, the question I want to ask, these tankers, they have a place they were parking in those days.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to those places now? Why are they no longer parking in that place? Or the government has sold that place? Look at what the people are passing through. The government, no, they have to do something. God bless you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Lucky. We appreciate your thoughts. We have one more message to run through.
All right. Adego K from Lekki says, the blame of the Apapa gridlock problem is strictly the fault of the government. They should have, first of all, fixed the roads. It should be their number one priority. Secondly, they decongest the Apapa seaport. We have other ports in some states. Those trucks have an assignment at the seaport. So why not decongest it? The lady that called and said we don't have rulers, actually leaders, meant that the government is not serious in taking charge. Governor Sanwo-Olu promised to fix the Apapa gridlock problem before he came into power, but has failed to do that. The government is simply irresponsible, he says.
All right. Well, on that note, I want to reach out. I will personally try to reach out to the Department of Transport under the Lagos State Government. I will. I need some information. I'm sure that the people of Apapa, Oron Shoki, Tinkan would really love to hear what the government's plan is for them, especially as we go into an election season. There has to be a plan, right? And I will be back to give you feedback on what the government has to say. And hopefully I can bring somebody into the studio to address the situation in that area. Well, we'll go going for a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking Citizenship Bay. And our guest is joining us right away. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.